A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. As we mentioned in the news this morning, we've recently heard that the Kangaroos and the New Zealand Kiwis, they will be pulling out of the Rugby League World Cup that was meant to be staged at the end of the year over in England. Now, of course, England are still going through a lot of their COVID protocols and whatnot. I think last night they had 38,000 new cases, so they're handling it very differently to us, of course. I'm not going to dive into all that because I'm no expert. I'm not going to pretend like I am, like I've heard some other podcasts trying to do, but I do think it's really interesting that, you know, we look back over the last few years and everyone's wanted a push for the international game for so long, which I think is completely fair. You have guys like Jason Taumalolo, Andrew Fifita, they make this big move to move away from the Kangaroos, move away from the Kiwis, and they go and play for Tonga. Tonga comes up with this unbelievable moment. I mean, that's the last test match we saw the Kangaroos in versus Tonga, and of course, Tonga won that one. Unbelievable scenes. One of the best days in rugby league history, realistically. I mean, I'm a Kangaroos fan, obviously, so I didn't overly enjoy it. But even being a Kangaroos fan, you had to enjoy the moment and enjoy what Tonga had achieved. It was fantastic to see them win, to be honest with you. I thought it was brilliant. I wasn't stoked as a Kangaroos fan, but I was stoked to see a smaller nation achieve something like that on the biggest stage against the Kangaroos. I mean, against the Kiwis, against England, it would have been brilliant. It was great. But to do it against the Kangaroos, who, you know, call it arrogance bias maybe, but I don't think we ever thought that would happen realistically. And to do it with the team they had as well, I think this is something that we overlook in that game, is that, I mean, the halves were Tui Lolohia, and I'm not even sure who the other half, I think it was Katoni Staggs in that game. Tongan fans will be able to remind me, but I mean, to be able to do it with those halves running around, I thought that was an incredible performance by them. And you got to remember, this is before these new rules came in, so, and when you think about that now, you sort of think, oh yeah, like maybe you can get away with not having those sort of halves in your team, but that was before then, which makes it just incredibly impressive. Yeah, Katoni Staggs was in the halves with Tui Lolohia. I mean, Will Hopewade was the fullback as well. So, done this with a team, you know, without real superstars in your key positions. Really good players, no doubt about it, but not out-and-out guys. Havili was their hooker. I really like Havili. I think he's a really good player, but I mean, he's not getting picked in the Canberra side at the moment, you know? So for Tonga to be able to do that, I thought it was incredible. I thought it was a great moment, and I think that it was a big step for international rugby league. And now we've seen us, I think, take a giant step backwards. To pull the Kangaroos and the Kiwis out of this competition, I think it really does hurt the international game. And now you've got suggestions for, should we push the competition back a year to see what happens with COVID and whatnot? And, you know, for me, I sort of look at it and go, I get it. But at the same time, as I said this morning, if it was Scotland and Samoa that pulled out, are we pushing this comp back a year? Probably not. Let's be perfectly honest here. So we have heard the ideas of, there should be that Australian and Kiwi players that are over in England at the moment playing in the Super League, that they could put a team together and play into it, which I think would be sensational. It'd essentially be like the Exiles side. I think that'd be a great idea. I personally think this competition should go ahead. If it's set for these days and some teams can't make it, so be it. So be it. You pick the team that you can from the players that are available to play there. That's just my opinion on it. I don't think it's overly fair that we're going to cancel this whole comp because the two heavyweights can't make it. You know, I think it should go ahead and you can have it in a few years' time. But I think that they should try and do a Kangaroos and a Kiwis team from the guys they've got over there in England. There's plenty enough guys to be able to form a squad over there. So that's something I would like to see. But I think this is a big step backwards for international rugby league. And, you know, I hear people complain that the NRL, the Australian Rugby League, we should be going there, we should be doing it. I mean, the reality is that the English competition, from what I've gathered, as I said, I haven't followed it extremely closely. The little bits I have followed, I don't think they've handled this situation overly well. I think they've sort of struggled to get their game up and running and keep it going week to week. So there is a lot of risk involved in it. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of stats that are coming out about 75% of the players wanted to play. I spoke to a manager over the last 24 hours about this, and I won't say names or anything, but I know that one of his players who was in contention to be playing for the Kiwis or the Kangaroos has sort of said, you know, I'm happy not to play. I'm happy not to go. I've spent so much time in lockdown away from my family. It's been such a big 2 years. I really don't want to go to the other side of the world and be stuck in lockdown and getting on buses to go play games and go back to a hotel room away from my family for another month or two. And you know what? I completely get that. And I think that, you know, I saw a post from Willie Mason saying about how wearing the Kangaroos jersey is the highest honour, and it is. Yeah, it means the world to these guys, no doubt about it. But I think you've got to also take into consideration the situation that these guys are in. I mean, some of these guys, especially the guys that have played for the New Zealand Warriors, now, they're obviously going to form up a lot of the Kiwi side. When you have a quick look at that team, I mean, you're talking Cody Nikorima, you're talking Jazz Tavega, these sort of guys that are going to form up that Kiwi side, there's a lot of them over there, and you consider what those guys have been through. They've had to move to Australia last year without their families for 4 months, was it? Something ridiculous. They got to go back, then they had to move back over here. Now their families are being allowed to come over. They're being forced to stay there for the whole year. I mean, yes, your family's allowed to come over, but that's your immediate family. I mean, I imagine, you know, a lot of those boys, grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, nephews, nieces back home in New Zealand that, I mean, they've hardly seen in the last 2 years. And they're not getting extra money to do that. I mean, like, they're not signing a contract in England where you get a little bump up because you have to move your entire family over there. No, that's not the way it's worked. It's been extremely difficult, and they've kind of been forced into it. Yes, they've done the best thing by the game, and I thoroughly appreciate it, and I love them for what they've done. But, I mean, did they really have a choice? I mean, they were kind of forced into doing this. Let's be honest here. I know they could have said no, but are any of them going to turn their teammates down and disappoint the whole game and disappoint the club and its fans? Like, they've gone overs for you guys to do this sort of stuff, and I think we've got to appreciate.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jade, the position that they're sitting in, because it's not easy. It's incredibly difficult. And you think about if they, you know, if I'm, I don't know, if I am, say, who's a good example? If I'm Brandon Smith, yeah, I've now been in lockdown. I've been away with Melbourne essentially the entire season. I've been locked off from everyone else. I'm probably going to be locked off from everyone else till the end of the season. I'm going to be up in Queensland. I'm going to be away from family and friends at home in New Zealand. I'm then going to go to England. I'm going to be in lockdown with the same sort of fellas. I'm going to stay there. You know, you're going to play the final series as well. So that'll be another 4 or 5 weeks added on top of that. You're then going to go to England. You're going to be in lockdown there. You're going to get back. It's going to be December. I mean, you're expected to be at preseason training to win a premiership in 8 months' time. You're meant to be there in 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it really isn't much time to be able to do anything else outside of rugby league and sit in a room quietly without your friends and family around you to please everyone else. I mean, it's a tough situation. And I got to say, I think that if I was the players and if I was a New Zealand Warriors player, for example, I'd be going, fuck it, I need the break. I need the break from this. This is ridiculous. We've bent over backwards for this entire game the whole time. And as I said earlier, there will be guys, like I saw Willie Mason, as I said, post that thing. And Willie Mason's exactly right. It's the highest honour. He thinks players should be playing. But, geez, I'd like to see if Willie Mason's perspective would have changed if he was sitting in lockdown away from the team, away from family the entire time, then had to go to the other side of the world, sit in lockdown again. I mean, it's a lot. It is a lot. Yeah, it's not as simple as, oh, it's Kangaroos jersey, you do whatever you can. And, you know, I understand that argument, but I think you got to look at the bigger picture here. I think over the last few months, we've had to realize you've got to look at the bigger picture of things. Yeah, there's been guys that have had babies born, you know, whilst they've been in lockdown, and they've seen them once in the first 3 or 4 months of their lives. There's guys that have young children who are leaving. Like, you look at a Sean Johnson. I mean, he was told a couple of weeks ago he was going to have to move up to New Zealand move up to Queensland with his new baby and his partner at home back in Cronulla. Like, yes, they get to come up here now, but I mean, it's still going to be a challenge. It's still like, I don't have kids myself, but I imagine the first few months are an absolute nightmare. And now Sean's had to move his entire family up there. They don't have any other support here because they're stuck in New Zealand. Yeah, I'm sure that a guy like Sean Johnson, he would love to have that December time where he doesn't have to do rugby league for a small period of his life to go and actually see his family. I mean, I just think it's extremely difficult. We look at Jermaine Asako. Like, his father passed away in the midst of all this. Maybe Jermaine Asako would like to just get away from rugby league for a little bit. I'm sure there's other guys in a similar position. I'm sure there's other guys that have elderly family members or whatever it might be that are sick back in New Zealand or back wherever the hell they haven't been because they've been in lockdown this entire time. I just think that we've sort of... I feel for the players is all I'm trying to say. I feel for the players, and I know there's this expectation that it's Kangaroos, the Kiwis jersey. You bleed for that. You die for it. You do whatever you can for it. It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot. Let's take away the cliches and consider the entire situation. It is going to be a huge slog. And it's not like a normal tour. It's not like a normal tour where you can go to England, you can go out a few nights a week, you can enjoy yourself. They're going to be stuck in their hotel room. They're not going to be allowed to do very much. It's not going to be much fun for them. It's not going to be much fun at all. There's going to be guys that are going to be homesick. It's going to be an issue. I assume when you come back, there's going to be another 2-week quarantine when they get back. God knows if something happens whilst they're over there, if something happens here that they're not allowed to get back or whatever it might be, there's a lot of factors that have to go into this when you consider this moving forward. And I feel sorry for the international game. I really do, because I thought it was moving in the right direction. Things were happening. But I mean, fuck, a worldwide pandemic happens. What? I mean, you've got to accept that things aren't going to be perfect for a little while. There are going to have to be exceptions made. There are going to have to be sacrifices made. We're all expecting these NRL players to show up for 30 weeks of the season, no matter what the circumstances are. You show up, you get paid enough, you do it. I mean, geez, they provide that for you all year. Do we have to then expect them to go to the other side of the world during all this? I mean, everyone's got their own views, their own opinions. I just think it's a bit harsh on the players, the way that people have reacted. And personally, from what I've gathered, the players have had a little bit more say than what's been shown. That's what I have been told. I can't confirm that or anything, but that's what I've been told, that I've gathered that a lot of these players, they aren't as upset as what it has come across through the media that this decision has been made. But let's see how it plays out. I'll be very interested that if they do backflip and the Kangaroos and the New Zealand Kiwis end up going over there, I'll be interested to see how many guys pull out with niggling injuries, with post-season surgeries. I think there will be more than what you have ever seen before, in my opinion. We know that, you know, at the end of last season, we've heard the Origin players, we've heard the Origin coaches and people around the Origin camp saying that, you know, guys weren't overly keen to go that back down into lockdown. It's not fun. It's not fun for them long term. I'm sure it's fun for the first few weeks, but then to go away from your family and everything once again under the situations they're under, it's hard. It is tough, yeah? It's not easy. I'm in isolation at the moment. I'm in isolation at the moment. I'm on day 4. I'm pulling my hair out. Yeah, I am bored shitless. Yeah, the players have got it a little bit better. They'll be in a hotel. They can go for a swim. They can do X, Y, Z. But, I mean, eventually the four walls you're in, you're going to get a little bit over them. They're probably going to be over them in 6 to 7 weeks. I don't see anyone returning to New South Wales anytime soon. Let's be perfectly honest here. These numbers are getting worse just about every day. So I think this is going to go on for quite some time. I feel sorry for the international game, as I said, but I think we've got to look at the reality of the situation and accept that shit's going to go wrong, and shit has gone wrong. And if the World Cup is what has to be sacrificed to keep a lot of our players sane, I mean, maybe that's what it has to be. As I said, devastating for the international game, because I thought we're heading in the right direction. And I think that if this pandemic hadn't happened, I think the international game would be in a better spot now than it probably ever has been, realistically. But you got to look at the reality of the situation. Unfortunately, I know people don't like the saying, but fuck, it kind of is what it is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.